can tell me your name and where you live.
Chamanlal. I am a teacher at the Ashram School, but I have been coming to Auroville since the very beginning, in fact, before the beginning. 1966, I came to take the soil from Mathimandir site to see whether it's strong enough. And it is our institute which did the structural design of Mathimandir. So I come here every week once for the last 38 years.
How you integrate the sadhana and the science?
There are two aspects to it as I understand. You can do sadhana as a scientist and you can do science as a sadhak. If you do sadhana as a scientist, it's like everybody else. It's like everybody else. There's no difference. There was a time when science was very militant. That militancy has been shed off by the modern advances. So like anybody else, you don't have any particular difficulties being a scientist to do sadhana. In fact, lots of people do. But if you are doing science as a sadhak, first difficulties of logistics, how to arrange your time and energy balance, because both are very demanding in terms of time and energy. And second is, you don't mix up the methods. Instead of working too much by mental, you start shifting your, at least, in fact, the best creativity even now is not mental, it is intuitive. But it's not recognized. Because mind only works it out, but the real creative idea does not normally come from mind, as far as I know. Whether you read Heisenberg's story or Teller's or Oppenheimer's or Einstein's or anybody's. But, and they were doing basic science, huh? I'm doing only applied science. But you have to be more intuitive. That means you have to receive the idea more through silence. But afterwards the methods are same. You have to analyze, perfect, all that, huh? In the law of matter and the, you know, law of formulation. But there's no conflict there. The real beauty and the joy is that a science of a sadhak has to be more like that of an artist in creativity than of a scientist as normally understood. But actually at the level at which a real new bright idea comes, there is no difference between science, art or spirituality. It's the same. Because it's a matter of consciousness.
You are in the ashram. And even the relationships between the ashram and Auroville is sometimes up, sometimes down.
I am an Aurovillian ashramite and an ashramite Aurovillian. Because when I came, Auroville had not yet started. And I wasn't sure. I came for the mother, not for the ashram. And I asked her what I should do and where should I stay. She said, you stay here, but you also work in Auroville. So I come once every week to Auroville for the last 38 years. And I enjoy it. I come in sunrise and go out at sunset. I initiated the first research program in Auroville. Or rather, not I, it got initiated through me in the sense, because really you don't initiate anything.
What was it?
The Auroville Meteorological Station and the Success Tree Nursery. Tim Rees, Frederick and myself, we were the three in a group. And four comers, Bob Lawler. For me, even in the worst time of Auroville, when these fights were going on, it was very sad. But I was not affected. I was protected. Only difference was that instead of smiles, there were scowls. And the risks were high. But it was like a storm, which everybody is realizing now. In the ashram in Auroville, there were really never essential differences amongst the workers at all. The confusion is because many of Sri Aurobindo Society members were ashramites. So were many of the Aurovillians. Frederick and Bob were ashramites before they became Aurovillians. So the conflict was between the Aurovillians and the Sri Aurobindo Society people, but it was not really a conflict between people. It was a conflict between forces, East and West, young and old, people in the field and people on the desk. all those conflicts. It was not so much personal. Only in some intermediate stage it became personal, because we yet do not realize, in my view, the importance of the experiment in which we are guinea pigs. It's too radical an experiment. At that time, I must say, I was very disheartened. But I was not shocked. In fact, I went to Champaklal in Shobindo's room and I said, we were told that this time it will be a glorified body, but is it going to be a crucified body or what? I mean, sane people, like, you know, people who are sane, who have left their countries, left their homes to come here, should behave so insanely. I don't understand what is happening. And after a little while he told me, do you believe mother is still in command? I said, I like to believe, but I am not able to believe. And he said, he stopped for a while and told me, she is still in command. Do your work, don't worry. And this is not Champaklal speaking. That put me at ease. But there were a lot of practical problems. But between the workers in Auroville and workers in the ashram, there were no problems whatsoever. Narad kept on taking care of service tree, and Chamalal kept on cycling to Auroville regularly, without fail.
Now that Auroville is 40 years old, there are some movies coming from Auroville on the schools of Auroville and other. And one of the accent that is put in this movie is Sri Aurobindo and mother.
I have never felt they were out of Auroville ever. It's like parents. When children are building up their families, they don't always remember their parents. Ashram is not the parent of Auroville. Sri Aurobindo and mother are, and they have always been. The people, serious people in Auroville, read Sri Aurobindo and mother as regularly, practice the discipline of integral yoga as regularly, even though Auroville is not meant to be an ashram, it's meant to be a city. And the qualifying criteria are a simple aspiration for human unity on a spiritual basis. But the core of Auroville is as yogic as ashram, not less, not more. Maybe more, I don't know, because the conditions here are much more difficult and demanding. Maybe that's why mother did not ask me to stay here. I would have been ground into powder because it needs a very strong vital apart from a spiritual aspiration to survive and to be productive.
Yeah, divine anarchy.
Well, you know, that's a very difficult thing to contain, because as long as we have desire and choices and ego, and desire and choices remain as long as ego is there, these are words for her. For us, we will not understand them. Divine anarchy is at the divine consciousness level, not at the human level. So we can take solace from that, because anarchy is also there. But we have to be really in a little higher consciousness to understand its full meaning. We will be one day, no doubt. We are slowly progressing. The very fact that Auroville continues to exist, hold together and thrive, is a little miracle. But on the other hand, we must never forget questioning, examining, progressing. We must not do it. Because in this craze for funding and so much recognition from outside, we can suffer from what is called MAFA, which is the mistaking articulation for achievement.
The goal of Auroville is in the material, or is in the inner research?
Marriage of the two, both. Yoga of consciousness people have been doing. Yoga of matter scientists have been doing. The yoga of consciousness in matter and matter in consciousness, Auroville is doing. So there is no conflict. It is new thing. It varies from person to person, individual level. Collectively it must be going, even though in our conflicts and troubles we tend to forget. Because if it did not go, we would have disintegrated. We have not disintegrated. It's so beautiful. It is so beautiful. It's so beautiful to sit here, to imagine Mati Mandir. For me, it's a dream come true. Really, really, I believe it.